In ancient Roman times, the feast of Saturnalia was called a festival of light, which was celebrated each year about this time. The days of the Saturnalia led to the winter solstice and was celebrated with an abundance of candles, symbolizing the quest for knowledge and truth. Even then, humans had figured out that this was the time of year when each day began to be a little longer. The darkness was fading, and the longer days were returning. Therefore, when the Roman world became Christian, it made perfect sense to celebrate Jesus' birth throughout the world on this day, December the 25th. It was an ideal time to celebrate the coming of the true light into the world, of which the sun in the sky is merely a pale symbol. At the coming of Christ, the darkness of the past begins to fade away, and the light of hope returns to the world. Jesus came indeed to be people's hope and their light, and to give that hope and light to every generation. Light, of course, we have light at every Mass. We always light candles, and it's a powerful symbol of God. But light is also a very powerful reminder of the awesomeness of God. A beam of light, as you may remember from science class, travels at 186,000 miles a second, which means that light from the sun reaches us in less than 8 minutes. And in 2 seconds, this light has passed the moon. In 6 hours, this light leaves our solar system. And in 4 years, it reaches the closest star. But it will take another 32,000 light years to arrive at the nearest galaxy. In view of the fact that we know by science that there are millions of galaxies, how can we see God, creator of the universe, as anything but indescribably magnificent? So why then did this awesome creator of the universe choose to come into the world in the way that he did? In a cold and damp stable, among animals, in an unexceptional place, in a remote country. It must have been to give us what a remote God, what a distant God, could not give us. The world's people needed God to be close to them, to be with them, to be among them. And so Jesus was born. All this points to one of the great truths about Christmas. Jesus wanted to enter into the world of everyday people, not into an ideal world of riches or of grandeur or of silent sanctuaries, as we sometimes imagine. The real world, as we know, is noisy, is busy, is crowded, is messy. And Jesus wanted to enter into this. He wanted to enter into this world, not to live a privileged life, but to live an ordinary life. Ordinary, at least, until the time came for him to carry out the mission of his Heavenly Father. Pope Francis recently composed a prayer which expresses this idea extremely well. The prayer goes like this: We bless you, Lord God Most High, who lowered yourself for our sake. You are immense, and you made yourself small. You are rich, and you made yourself poor. You are all powerful, and you made yourself vulnerable. On this night, let us share the gospel. God loves us, He so loves us that He gave us His Son to be our brother, to be our light in the darkness. In the darkness of the night, the Christ child continues to shine out as a wonderful light, beckoning all of us to realize our full potential in God's plan. So on behalf of Father Gerard Monaghan and myself, I want to wish each one of you a very happy and holy Christmas. And may this new year, 2015, be filled with bright promise and great blessings for each and every one of you. God bless.